Today we celebrate Trinity Sunday. And also, we might say that we kind of celebrate the hand. The other day I got to thinking about family vacations that we had with our kids when they were little. I was a teacher, my wife was a stay-at-home mother, so we had summer times, you know, pretty well open. We did have a cabinet shop that we worked in, but every summer we'd take off for 3 or 4 weeks and go somewhere across America. We would usually stay at national parks or state parks or national forests or anywhere we could put up our little tent. And that's what we took, was a tent and sleeping bags. Very easy because we didn't have a vehicle filled with, it was already full enough with kids. We had 4 of them. So, you know, as we was traveling, one of our biggest trips is when they was, the youngest was 5 and the oldest was 15. 8 and 15. So they was really at a good age. We all got into the car and took off, heading for the West Coast. And our first stop was Carlsbad Caverns, and then we continued on and made several other stops until we got to San Diego. And then from San Diego, we did some touring there and then went to Disneyland and continued on up the coast. When we got to Coos Bay, they was really pretty well versed in putting up the tent and doing everything. And they decided they was going to make a game out of it and see how long it took them at our next stop to put up the entire camp, everything. So our son, that was 15, he organized the whole thing. He already knew what everybody was doing, but he made sure that they knew exactly what they was going to carry when they left the car so that that would be there. He had everything precision, you know, split to have it done very quickly. So we got there to a campground at Coos Bay. We drove around and found the one that would be just right for us. So we got back and then we went and paid and then we came back. And as soon as we got back, they was all ready. We opened the door, the timer started, and 4 minutes. Somebody asked me, are you sure it was only 4 minutes? In 4 minutes, the tent was up. They had a little fire going. It wasn't very big yet at all. Had the cook stove going with some water on it. It wasn't boiling yet, but it was on there and lit. And I think they had the wash line up. We was all ready to go. There was somebody that was there that had a big pile of firewood and, you know, they had all kinds of things. And they said that they'd been setting up for 2 days, that they couldn't believe it. Okay, so what's the big deal of this? The big deal of this, and it just elated me when I was thinking about that trip here just the other day, how much in communion they were with each other. How much in union they were with each other. It was tremendous. They were back to being brothers and sisters again. You know, you kind of get away from it when you get busy and into the routine and everything like that. So it was really, really pretty nice to have them all back just as brothers and sisters. No bickering, no fighting, no name calling, no unkindness, just working together and then doing what they had to do. And then if they got done, they was helping the other one in that 4 minute time period to get done because they wanted a good time as they played that game. But it's not just a game. It was something that was real, something that happened. And it was really something very awesome and a tremendous thing for a father and a mother to remember and look back on as well. But they were in communion with each other. Today, we celebrate the Blessed Trinity, the undivided unity of the Blessed Trinity. In full communion with each other. They are a reflection of true love, of all love, and it's reflected onto us. They have a relationship of love, a communal relationship of love. One God, 3 persons in that one God, and reflecting that love onto us, reflecting that communion that they possess on us. and reflecting the relationship that they had on us. And why would they reflect that onto each and every one of us? They do so because when God made us, He made us in His image. He wants us to be like Him, like the Father, like the Son, and like the Holy Spirit. Now, there's no way we can be God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, but we can be like them. We can be like Jesus and teach like Him and become disciples of Him. We can be like God the Father and go out and enjoy the creation and just see God's creation and take good care of God's creation and take care of God's people as well. And we can be like the Holy Spirit and lead and guide others. Or we can be led and guided by the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit reflects on us, teaching us what is good and what is bad, what is right and what is wrong. What a tremendous way to live in relationship with each other, to live in communion with each other. We are all called to do this. We are called to live in relationship with our brothers and sisters all over the world. No matter what color their skin is, no matter how old they are, no matter whether they're skinny or fat or whether they're black or white, it doesn't matter. We are all in communion with each other as a child of God. And through baptism, we all become children of God. We hear those words today also, to go out and baptize others in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, we may not all go out and actually do the baptism, but we prepare others. We prepare our children, or we go out ourselves to be baptized, and we urge others to do the same. We urge others to do the same, first of all, and the best way is in the way that we live. Are we in communion with each other as a church? Are we in communion with each other as a family? Are we in communion with each other as a husband and a wife? You know, a husband and a wife is a very good example. The two become one. It's a little bit of a way of understanding that mystery of the Blessed Trinity. One God and three persons, where two people become one. And I truly believe in that mystery that the two of us, my wife and myself, become one. And that happens that in the vocation of marriage through the sacrament. And we become that sacrament. We become that sacrament together. And we live together as that sacrament. We are called to live in relationship with each other, each and every one. We celebrate the Father. We celebrate the Son. We celebrate the Holy Spirit. And in communion, God has given to each of us the gift of the Blessed Trinity, the gift of all love reflecting on each of us. And we bear that, we receive that love, and we reflect it back to all of those that we meet, to all those that we see, to all those as we become disciples to one another and bring others to discipleship as we are called to do in the gospel today. As I reflect on the memory of our family, truly reunited, truly united in communion with each other and in relationship with each other, it brings great warmth to my heart. As I see that today, as our children are grown up, we still have that unity with each other. We still have that communion with each other, and we still have a great relationship with each other. Why? Because we do reflect, because we do accept that reflection from God. We turn to God in all that we do, and we reflect that love that He has shown us how to love. What a tremendous way to bring up a family. It can be through vacations. It can be through working together. It can be through farming together. I just use one small example of a vacation trip. And it happens all the time, all the days in our lives, this unity, this communion with each other that can take place as we love each other. Once again, what a tremendous gift our Lord has given us. And let us begin each day with the Blessed Trinity. And hopefully we all do begin each day with the Blessed Trinity. Hopefully we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And hopefully we also end each day of our life, each day in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.